Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into a poem one of you sent us. It's called Don't Ever Change by Rudolf Selban.
Right.
And it's short, but wow, it really throws a spotlight on something we, you know, all kind of grapple with, this whole idea of change.
Yeah, push and pull, yeah.
Exactly. So our mission today is basically to unpack the different ways this poem looks at change, see what it might spark for us, maybe for you listening, about growth and perspective.
And it sets up that tension right away, doesn't it? Wanting stability versus needing change to actually move forward.
It really does. So the poem, it wastes absolutely no time.
No, straight in the first lines. Please don't ever change, I heard someone say. What an awful thing to think in nearly every way. It's an immediate pushback against staying still.
Such a strong opening.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is how it connects not changing to, well, actual losses. Things like personal broken promises and friendships never made.
Right. It's suggesting that staying the same isn't neutral. It can actually cost you relationships, opportunities.
Exactly. It hinders the connections maybe you think you're protecting by not changing.
Thinks you think, doesn't it? And then it goes right into the intellectual side. A mind will never blossom, be fed to gain and grow.
A life repeating the same steps with no new things to know. Yeah, it paints this pretty stark picture of just stagnation. Mental standstill.
So why would someone wish for that, you know, for things to never change? Is it just comfort, fear?
I think those are big parts of it. Fear of the unknown, definitely. But maybe also, like, not wanting to put in the effort that growth requires.
Yeah. Could be. The poem doesn't really spell out why someone says it, just that it's an awful thought.
Well, and from the poem's perspective, refusing to grow intellectually kind of isolates you, doesn't it? The world keeps changing and you don't.
Good point. Then it sort of flips the script, offering this really positive view. If change means things will never be the same, an adventure begun will happily never end.
I love that line. It reframes change completely, not an ending, but a perpetual beginning, an adventure.
Yeah, instead of loss, it's potential, constant unfolding.
Right, and then it gets quite philosophical, almost paradoxical.
Oh, yeah, that part. But if change is not, or is it not? An interesting question, a more interesting thought.
Uh-huh. But if change never comes, doesn't it stop or does it not? It's like, whoa, okay. What does a world without change even look like?
That's a real head scratcher.
Yeah.
Like, does experience lose meaning if nothing ever shifts? Does time itself just stop in a way?
It almost implies change is, well, fundamental to how we even perceive reality, which is a pretty deep thought for a short poem.
Definitely. But then it snaps back to the individual, which I like. What I may do now is chance to change my mind.
So the things that hold me down will not remain in time. Yes, that's the agency part.
Right. It feels empowering. Like, okay, change happens to us, but we can also choose to change. Change our minds, let go of things.
Absolutely. It's about that act of choice, you know? Not just being swept along, but deciding, okay, I'm going to shift my perspective or I'm going to release this thing that's limiting me. That's powerful stuff.
Choosing to evolve. And then it acknowledges life isn't always easy, right?
Yeah, it tackles the hard stuff directly. Life's ups and downs will show that change is good no matter the time, no matter the woe.
Even the woe, the tough times. It's saying those difficult changes are also ultimately good for us.
Precisely. And think about it, right? Those challenging periods in life, the ones that force you to adapt, they're often where the most significant learning happens. Where resilience comes from. The poem basically says embracing all of it, the good and the bad.
Welcome or not.
Welcome or not, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes life worthy of being fought, makes it meaningful.
Then the ending zooms out.
Yeah.
It's broader.
Right, the final stanzas. And when I go to the place I deserve, there will be one thing I know, one thing I've learned.
Life will go on, no matter my thoughts, and once again change whether I'm here or not.
There's a real sense of acceptance there. And humility, maybe.
Yeah, acknowledging that this whole cycle of change is much bigger than any one person. It just keeps going.
It's humbling, yeah. Realizing we're just part of this vast ongoing process. Life continues. Change continues.
So wrapping it all up, the poem seems to be making a strong case for embracing change, for growth, for learning, for, well, a richer life.
Definitely. But also acknowledging its inevitability. It's going to happen anyway.
Right. Whether we fight it or flow with it, it's constant.
It really is a powerful nudge, isn't it, to just think about our own stance towards change.
It absolutely is. So maybe for everyone listening, thinking about this poem, what's one area, just one in your life, where perhaps Embracing a change, even a slightly scary one, might open up something new, a new path, maybe just a different way of seeing things.
Good question.
Definitely some food for thought there. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.